In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. This season of Advent, leading up to and including our Lord's Nativity, is a season of preparation, a season of reflection, a season of celebration, and above all, Advent is a season of love. It is a season to show love. We show love to family and friends with food, meals together, laughter, exchange of gifts, or maybe just exercising a little additional patience. We show love to the world with donations to your local food pantry and clothing drives and the Salvation Army, or maybe visiting nursing homes or other random acts of kindness. And we show love to God through singing and praises and worship and giving thanks and meditating on God's goodness. This Nativity season is a season to show love because God is love. And this God who is love has come among us in the person of Jesus Christ. Now, the Apostle John, in his first epistle, gives us a beautiful and rather lengthy treatise on love. And at the heart of that message is, we love because God first loved us. We love because God first loved us. We won't have anything to give unless we first receive. So before Advent becomes a season to show love, it is first a season to receive love, a season to remember you are loved, a season to remember who empowers us to love, and to receive that one, to receive that one. And that, by the way, is why people who have not received much love in this world have so much trouble loving. We are wired, John teaches, we are wired to receive love first. We love because God first loved us. And so Jesus Christ coming to us as a child in Bethlehem is this massive influx of love into the world. In the same epistle, John twice says God is love. Shortest definition of God there is. God is love. And this God of love has come to us in the flesh. Now, on several Sundays of Advent, the church has us turn to readings from Ephesians with its messages of reconciliation and unity and, of course, love. And today, Monk Mark read this from Ephesians. We heard, because of the great love with which God loved us. You see, you get love twice in the first half of the first sentence. Because of the great love with which God loved us, God made us come alive and made us sit in the heavenly places. And this God did while we were still spiritually dead. This is before we even repent, before we're even aware of it. God made us come alive and sit in the heavenly places. God is so smitten with you that while you are spiritually dead and still way off the mark, God made you come alive and set you down in the heavenly places. And just to be clear, and Theophylact confirms this, this is not about the age to come. Paul gets to that one verse later. This part, though, is about right now. And in fact, it's in the past tense. God already loved you. God already made you come alive. God already sat you down in the heavenly places. The message is, even when you're way off the mark and you feel like death, God is already loving you. And more than loving you, God is serving you. That's what it means to sit you down in the heavenly places. It means that you are the guest. It means that Jesus Christ is the servant. To be sat down in heavenly places is to be the recipient, to be the recipient of God's love. It's like the prodigal son coming home. He doesn't even make it halfway back, and the father runs out to him and prepares a party and sits him down and has him served. The father serves him. In our gospel we heard today, we are treated to a parable about a master who has gone out to attend many weddings. The Greek word there is plural. And when the master returns from these weddings, he comes to the servants and he does something quite amazing. Jesus says, the master, after attending all these weddings, will come home and make the servants sit down in reclining chairs, right up to the table, and the master will put on an apron, the master, and will serve the servants. That's what's going on in this parable. This parable is about God coming to serve you. And the part about the master, it says the master may come at the second watch or at the third watch of the night. Theophylact says these are various circumstances and times of your life, in particularly the tough times. Are you a robbery victim? Have you been slandered? Has a loved one died? That's when God comes to you. That's the second watch of the night, the third watch of the night. And if you look to God, you will see and know love, even in your worst hours. That's what Theophylact is saying. Because Jesus Christ has come among us as one who serves. You know, when a person goes through a dark night of the soul, whatever the circumstances, it can be so hard to see light. So hard. It feels like death. And Jesus is saying it was precisely in that watch of the night that he came and set a table for you and made you sit in the heavenly places and made you alive again. And sometimes that is so hard to see at the time. And that's why Jesus says, blessed are the servants who are watching. Blessed are the servants who are watching, because there is comfort and there is grace and there is love even in the darkest watches of the night. You know, have you ever had a time in your life when God felt so distant? But later on, you look back and you recognize in hindsight signs of the divine presence. What Jesus is saying is that by watching, we don't have to wait till later for power and comfort. The loving kindness of God comes now. In the Nativity season, is a season to show love, because God is love. And this God who is love has come among us in the person of Jesus Christ. It is a season to show love to family and friends, a season to show love to the world, a season to show love to God. And still, we love because God first loved us. We won't have any love to give unless we first receive. And so while Advent is absolutely and essentially a season to show love, its leading edge is from God. Its leading edge means that Advent is first a season to receive, a season to receive divine love, a season to remember you are loved, and a season to take in deeply the one who empowers you to love. Amen.